Hello again and welcome back to 1 Million PA Infrastructure. It's me, Ben Lemon, here, and today we're going to look at CLC, a charter school with 67 students and 13 teachers. The first thing we're going to be talking about this school is the shed. But before we get into the shed, I would like to say that today we actually have a sponsor, GiveBenMoney.com, which we will talk about at the end of the podcast. The shed contains supplies for the entire school year-round. Stuff like PVC pipe, fold-up seats, and much more is stored in the shed. The shed rests on the side of a blacktop closest to the school. It is also to the left of the back door sidewalk when you come out the back door. The purpose of the shed, as I said before, is to store supplies for the school. Starting with the door frame is in good condition, is holding up the door perfectly. The door hinges look as good as new and function perfectly, however some of the screws keeping the hinges in place are a little rusted, but I won't worry too much about that. The door lock functions, keeping the door nice and close and no one unwanted gets inside. The walls are good and sturdy, but some of the wood is chipped, but I doubt that be the problem. The roof sheets are in good condition and water flows off the building like it's supposed to do. The windows are good in good condition, but they are a little bit dirty and a little smudged. But I didn't see any cracks in the window, so I'm sure that they are A-okay. Though the floor is old wood, it keeps our feet off the ground. Also, I did not see any chipped wood, so that's another plus. The floorboard functions well, but they are a little worn down. The trusses are keeping up the roof well, and they seem to be in good condition. There are two places for attic space, and both of them are holding up a lot of extra stuff up there. They are also in good condition. There are not many shelves in the shed, but some of them are worn down and might need to be replaced. The tables look to be in great condition, and they're holding up a lot of stuff without trouble. Finally, there are two vents. Both of them function well, but they are both a little bent. Mark Tosi, one of the founders of CLC, said that the shelves have been around for 7 years. The shed was bought by the teachers and it arrived prefabricated. The teachers did add to the shed afterwards, like attic space, shelving, tables, etc. The shed is in fine condition, however some of the parts are worn down and in the near future might be replaced. The overall grade for the shed is a C due to the wear of some parts and the lack of decoration, but it is still functional. I don't have many safety concerns for now. In the near future, some of the parts of the shed might need to be replaced or fixed. There's a big mess on the floor, which can be a big concern for people walking through, worrying about tripping over something. Also, while I was looking outside the shed, I saw a wasp nest under the roof, and that can be a big concern because, as we all know, wasps will sting somebody if angered. Definitely a need for the future will be to replace / fix certain parts of the shed, but for the present, I would like to see that floor cleaned, and for safety, move the beehive. If I could recommend anything, it would be to give it a new coat of paint and put up some decorations. If the school keeps getting new supplies, it would be a good idea to make the shed bigger so the mess on the floor doesn't multiply. I interviewed Mark Tosi to ask him what he thought about the shed, such as decorations, safety concerns, and more.
All right, Mark, so do you have any safety concerns for the shed?
Outside the shed is safe, secure. The shed is in reasonably good shape. The only concern I have is because there's so much junk in the shed and it's not well organized, there's tripping hazards. Stuff could fall on you because stuff's not organized or really placed on shelves or anything in a safe way. So students going into the shed without a teacher is not a good idea.
So I don't know. Do you think someone would be able to break into the shed?
Okay, that's a good question. If somebody really wanted to get into the shed, yes, it's locked, but if you really, really, really wanted to get in the shed, you could get in the shed. There's nothing in the shed that I can imagine anybody would want.
Yeah.
If they did break in, there's nothing in there of any worth to other people. To us, it's valuable stuff because it's stuff we can build with. So even if they did and they took everything in there, it would almost be like, thank you, you cleaned our shed out. So, no, I'm not worried about anybody breaking into the shed.
All right. How often do you, like, use the shed's, like, supplies in it, or, like, how often do you, like, go into the shed to get something?
At least every week, every day, you know, pretty often. I mean, like, it depends what projects we're doing, but I'd say once a week I'm in there, or depending on the project, like when we're doing the bike project eventually, or when we're building stuff, like we were in there yesterday bugging foam and stuff like that. So there's a bunch of junk in there that we use for different things.
All right. If there was anything you want to fix about the shed, what would you fix?
I wish there was more organized storage in there, but most of it's just I need to go in there and throw away the stuff we'll never use and organize the stuff that needs to be in there. So it's just organizing, cleaning it out.
All right. What kinds of things do you put in the shed anyway?
Stuff for projects, foam board, wood, PVC, weights. Wire, you know, all the stuff we use to build things primarily. So there's tarps in there. There's bins of old electronic equipment so that we can take apart. So there's just literally a lot of junk in there that we can use for projects.
Overall, the shed is in good condition, but it needs to be cleaned up a bit. To conclude today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about today's sponsor. This episode was sponsored by GiveBenMoney.com. This is exactly what it sounds. Type it up, GiveBenMoney.com/BL, and you will get a 5-second free trial. Get rid of all that useless money you have on that floor. This was Ben Lemon. I'll see you tomorrow on Million PA Infrastructure.